So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf taught several halachas pertaining to the writing of the Megillah Sota. The Gemara now asks several related questions which ultimately remain unresolved. Bai Rava Kasa Beis Megillas L'shtei Sotos U'machkan L'toich Kais Echad Mahu. What is the halacha if a Kohen wrote two Megillas for two Sotos, but he erased them both into the same cup of water? Do we say that the Mayim is kosher for both Sotos because k'siva l'shma b'inan v'ha'eka? Only the writing must be done specifically for each saita. But the mechika, the erasing, does not need to be l'shma, or the mayim is pasul, because b'inan nami mechika l'shma, both the k'siva and mechika must be done specifically for each saita. And if we are to assume that b'inan nami mechika l'shma, what is the halacha if machkan b'beis kaisis v'chaza b'irvan? Both megillas were erased into individual cups, but were then mixed together. Do we say that the mayim is kosher because mechika l'shma b'inan b'ho'ika, the mechika was l'shma, or the mayim is pasul because ho lav di do kashasya v'ho lav di do kashasya? Each saita must drink her specific water, and here she's drinking mixed water. And if we are to assume ho lav di do kashasya v'ho lav di do kashasya, what is the halacha if chaz v'chalkan mahu? He then divided the water into separate cups. Do we say, yesh breira, the water is again considered specific to each saita, or ein breira, the water is not considered specific to each saita because they were mixed together? The Gemara concludes, tekui, these questions remain unresolved. The Gemara now goes on to explain the two shvuos administered by the kohen. In Pasuk Yud Tes it states, v'yishbiya oisa ha-kohen v'amar el ha-isha im loishachav ish oisech v'goymer heinaki mimei ha-mar. And in Pasuk Chaf Aleph it states, v'yishbiya ha-kohen es ha-isha b'shvuas ha-ola. Acha shvua sheyesh ima ola, v'acha shvua she'ein ima ola. The second shvua includes a curse, while the first shvua does not include a curse. And as Rav Ashi explains, the kohen is saying, mashbi'eni alayich shalei nitmeis, v'im nitmeis yuvayuvech. As Rashi explains, the first shvua is for the saita to confirm that she was not mezana, and the second shvua is for the curse to take effect if she was mezana. Zok the Mishnah al mahi meres amin 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 al ha'ala amin al hashvua. After the kohen states the shvua, the saita repeats the word amin twice. In the first amin, she accepts the first shvua that lo nitmesi, I was not mezana, and in the second amin, she accepts the second shvua that v'im nitmesi yevoyuvi, if I was mezana, the Allah shall take effect. The Mishnah continues that the kohen is magalgal shvua, adds several other shvuas to the initial shvua, which the Saita confirms with amen, amen, amen me'ish zeh, amen me'ish acher. She confirms that lo nitmesi from this alleged person or from anyone else. And amen shaloi sotisi arusa v'nesua v'shemeres yavam u'kenusa. If she was married through Nisuin, she confirms that lo nitmesi neither after Nisuin nor between Erisin and Nisuin. And if she was married through Yibam, she confirms that lo nitmesi neither after Yibam nor while awaiting Yibam. Amr Meir, Amen shloi nitmesi, Amen shloi etame. Meir adds that the kohen is even megalgal shvua on a possible znus during a previous or future marriage. Regarding the future, the Gemara explains, lekeshetitamo, mayim ma'adren oisa. If she is mezana later on, the mei saita will then take effect. The Mishnah elaborates and explains, based on the principle mentioned at the end of the Mishnah, zeh haklal, kol shetivol v'loi hoisa asur loi, lohoya mas nema. The general rule is that we cannot be megalgal shvua for a possible znus that would not prohibit her to her husband. Therefore, hakol shavin she'ein mas nema, loy al koidim shetis aris, v'loy al achar shetis garish. Remeir agrees that the kohen cannot be megalgal shvua for before she accepted kedushin from this husband, or for after she was divorced, but did not yet remarry before this nus. Also, nistiru le'echad v'nitmes, v'achaka chichzira, lohoye mas nima. We also cannot be megalgal shvua in the case where she was divorced from her husband at the time of this nus, and only remarried her husband after this nus, because in all these cases, she would not become prohibited to her husband, even if she was indeed mezana. The Gemara explains that when Remeir said, Amen shaloi nitmesi, Amen shaloi etama, he was referring only to the following, Amen shaloi nitmesi in the previous marriage, for example, Anisui harishainim, Anisui echav. he is masna that she was not mezana during a previous marriage to the same husband, or for a yevama that she was not mezana during her initial marriage to her deceased husband, because ha'asira. In both cases, the znus would have prohibited her to her present husband. Likewise, a menshla etame in a future marriage refers to al nisu and achrayim. He's even masna for a potential znus in the event that they divorce and remarry. The Gemara proceeds to cite a machlokes in a braisa, which the Gemara explains to be a three-way machlokes whether her isha sheisa b'sheina or ein her isha sheisa b'sheina, whether a woman who drank mei seita once and was then suspected of a second znus drinks mei seita a second time. And the Gemara explains that they disagree in the understanding of the pasuk zeis taris hakanois. The word zeis is a miut, exclusive, and the word taris is a ribui, inclusive. Now, there are four scenarios of Isha Sheisa B'Sheina. Be'ish Echad U'Boil Echad. The same husband suspects her of the same person. Be'ish Echad B'Shnei Boilin. The same husband suspects her of a second person. B'Shnei Anashim U'Boil Echad. Her second husband suspects her of the same person. B'Shnei Anashim B'Shnei Boilin. Her second husband suspects her of a second person. The Tanakhama holds Tairas L'Rbuye Kuli. Zayis L'Mu'utei Ish echad u'boil echad. Tairas includes all cases in that ha'isha sheisa b'sheina, and zayis excludes only the first case of ish echad u'boil echad, in which case eino isha sheisa b'sheina. The Rabban Basrai hold zayis l'mu'utei kuli. Tairas l'rebuye shnei anoshim shnei boilin. Zayis excludes all cases in that eino isha sheisa b'sheina, and tairas includes only the last case of shnei anoshim shnei boilin, in which case ha'isha sheisa b'sheina. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Zayis l'mu'utei tarti, ish echad u'boil echad, ish echad u'shnei boilin. As Rashi explains, the word Zayis excludes both cases of the same husband, because since she was proven innocent from his first kinoi, there is reason to believe that the second kinoi stira was caused by her husband's anger. And Tairas l'rabuye tarti, shnei anoshim u'boil echad, shnei anoshim v'shnei boilin. The word Tairas includes both cases of different husbands, in which case there is no reason to say that the second kinur stira was caused by her husband's anger. Hadnulach perek hayomevi, we have Baruch Hashem completed the second perek of Masechta Saita, and we'll continue with the third perek, hayonaitel, in the next daf, be'ezras Hashem.